This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Illinois' General Assembly is beginning a new legislative session, and with a new governor in office, that means new priorities for spending and revenue growth. I talked with State Representative Terry Bryant about what she expects from the next several months.
Well, I've been pretty vocal. I'm an evangelical Christian, so to take the step towards doing what is termed a gambling expansion has been a big leap for me personally. But I'm been very clear that I'm going to support the bill as long as whatever the, I think last session it was Senate Bill 7, provided that Williamson County is included. I don't represent Williamson County, but I do represent Jackson County, and we all know that Walker's Bluff affects this entire region, and parts of it are in Williamson County, parts of it are in Jackson County. So I'm committed to making sure that that we get the license that is needed for this part of the state to ensure that Walker's Bluff is able to expand. It's 1,000 jobs. And let's face it, we don't have a lot of options even right now in this region. So that's 1,000 jobs in construction going forward, but it's also close to 1,000 jobs either at the facility or those that would be delivering. And it's outside money that will come in, because that isn't just going to be a mini casino. That is actually a destination site with an indoor water park and so on. So it would be very important to us. And I would argue with anyone that you can't say there's gambling expansion in Illinois when you can go to any restaurant and there are slot machines in the other room. So let's just talk about the fact that within the state, it's just a matter of moving money around. So there is that option that's still open. Governor Pritzker seems to not be leaning in that direction, though. He seems to be leaning more towards the direction of legalization of marijuana, a progressive income tax, and probably increase in the motor fuel tax. So we'll break those down a little bit at a time. The increase in the motor fuel tax, I'm going to be holding some town halls in the near future talking about some of these issues that are probably going to be quite controversial. I'd like to hear from people. It's pretty split right now. I think what I'm hearing from most people who ordinarily don't ever want an increase in any kind of tax, who happen to live on really bad roads or on who have a bridge that's separating them from somewhere, their response has been, I hate taxes, I don't want them. But with the lockbox in place now for the motor fuel tax, they said as long as they were convinced that it would go into the lockbox and be used for roads and bridges, they might lean in that direction. There are other folks that just don't want new taxes no matter what. And we have to hear them as well. And so we're going to have to weigh this out a little bit. What are we going to get in return? And how would we safeguard it if that happens? So I have to listen to both sides of that argument. On the issue of legalization of marijuana, we also have, it's kind of split. Sometimes it's split by religion. Sometimes it's split by just by age. So we have a faction of millennials and younger who really don't see any reason to continue to keep it illegal. We have a lot of evangelicals. The Illinois Family Institute, evangelical organizations that have a very good data that shows that it is a gateway drug. Then you'll have some other folks that say, no, it isn't. So again, we really have to listen to both sides of this. I'm leaning at no. I've been pretty absolute about the no on the legalization of recreational marijuana. I'd like to see us move in a better direction on the medical end. As I think all of your listeners know, my husband has epilepsy. Epilepsy Foundation of Southern Illinois, as well as the Epilepsy Foundation throughout Illinois, has been very supportive of that. And honestly, we're seeing great results on people who have dual diagnoses, where someone's diagnosis doesn't allow for medical marijuana in one case, but a different diagnosis does. I think I've talked to you in here before about a friend of mine who has an autistic son, severely autistic. He was able to get the medical marijuana for a different issue, and now he's able to drive. He can cook for himself now, and all of that is because they were able to use the medical marijuana to help him with the other issue. So before we move to legalizing marijuana for recreational use, I certainly want to take a really hard look at the data that has to do with what would happen to us societally. It was my intention to fly to Colorado with two other legislators and take a look at what's going on in Colorado so we could really, I could have an open look at what has resulted there. But when I talked to the legislator that was kind of putting that trip together, I spoke to her yesterday, she said, we're getting indications we may have to vote on this as early as next week. So we may not have time to go to Colorado before a vote is taken. And then quickly on the progressive income tax, we know that there has to be a constitutional amendment in order to allow that. It is one of Governor Pritzker's main objectives. I am adamantly opposed to a progressive income tax. I am not one who believes that it would only affect the richest in our communities.
That's 115th State House Representative Terry Bryant. You can hear more of her interview at WSIUnews.org. I'm Jennifer Fuller.